Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 606-67. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
I'm just going to out with it. The Butthole Girl has a new song.
Wow, that was aggressive.
Yeah.
Considering our previous conversation we just had.
So you remember this song, right?
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
I mean,
I wonder what's inside your
the classic.
Yeah, an instant classic, if you will. She's got a new song, a new hit, if you will. And I don't know if it's new or if it's just resurrected, because the video that accompanied it showed a Christmas tree in the background. So could have been before the Butthole song, but it's like, hey, if you guys like that one.
Delayed release.
We got another
one.
Here
it is.
I peed in my pants. I don't know what's the matter with me. I peed in my pants. I don't know what the matter with me.
I love this girl.
I peeing in my pants, but I don't know what's the matter with me.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. A peed
potty
in my pants
training
song.
Is a struggle.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I peed in my pants song.
Yeah.
I get it.
It happens to the best
it
of us.
It does. Even happens when you're an adult.
Yes.
I get it.
And she's just, you know, she's singing her truth. She's singing her truth.
She's owning it.
Yeah, she is.
That's you know what? I mean, I got
the gift of song.
Respect for her.
Yeah.
She's owning it.
I mean,
she's got questions about buttholes, and then she's owning, hey, peeing her pants.
Yeah.
What's she going to do?
Well, you know what? She's an authentic artist. Like, she really takes her own personal experiences, puts pen to paper, probably doesn't put pen to paper, just picks up her ukulele and sings.
Yeah.
Creates,
so,
if you will.
You can't stop creation.
No.
Obviously, it's bubbling over with that girl.
Yes.
There you go. I just wanted to kick the show off with a sequel, if you will.
I'm sure that's probably how Taylor Swift started.
To the Butthole song, it's Now I Peed in My Pants.
Right.
All renewable.
Yeah.
I think that we could probably say that we're witnessing greatness in the making.
I peed in my pants. I don't know what's the matter with me.
Well, she probably just didn't pause in the playtime, you know, to take care of business. It's typically what happened to my kids when they were going through that.
Yeah?
The potty training stage, the toddler. Yeah.
So today on the show, we've got Setting the Bar Fart Finds. We've got the Craigslist Misconnections and a bunch of other stuff to fill up a five-hour show. So we will get it started.
When you lay it out like that, fill up a five-hour show, it sounds like such a marathon.
Yeah, it's a mountain in front of us. But
it
you
is
know what? We'll chip away
bit
at it. We'll
okay
chip away at it.
This is our Everest.
Yes. Every single day. Okay. Every single day is our Everest.
Sometimes it's hard to breathe when you get to certain levels.
So coming up next, it's your feel-good story. So we'll follow up the Butthole Pee My Pants song.
Really?
With the feel-good.
Okay, yeah. We do need to balance.
Yeah, I was going to say, our show's all about balance. It's the yin, it's the yang.
Right.
It's the highs, it's the lows.
Uh-huh.
It's everything in between. So we got that for you coming up here next.
She's a tough act to follow, though.
Yeah, well, we'll have to do it.
Okay.
Coming up next, 99.7 DJX. Do this every single hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
So, we're going to tell you about baby Alba.
Okay.
She was just 14 days old when she was adopted by a man named Luca Trapanese. He's 41. But by this time, she had already been rejected by 20 families because she was born with Down syndrome.
Oh.
But Luca said, when I held her in my arms, I was filled with joy. I felt she was my daughter immediately. I knew I wanted to be her father. So he's a single father in Naples, Italy. Started sharing pictures of his new life with baby Alba and quickly gained thousands of Instagram followers who were inspired by them. He said, since I was 14, I volunteered and worked with the disabled, so I felt like I had the right knowledge and expertise to be able to care for her.
Okay.
He said, she's got a strong personality. She loves people. He said, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with the girl I love, and we'll do many wonderful things together. She's now a year and a half old, and Lucas published a book about their father-daughter story that challenges perceptions of single parenting. He says it destroys many stereotypes about fatherhood, religion, and family.
All right.
So cute that baby Alba found a family even after she was rejected by 20.
Yeah, that is good news.
Yeah, so we'll tweet out the story. It's very precious. You could start following on Instagram if you want at Ben and Kelly Show.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Get to a text message real quick, 502-571-9970 from a listener. I didn't realize I'd be Googling duck wieners at 5:52 in the morning.
Yeah, we didn't realize that either. I'll be honest.
Yeah, let's not look at the search history on our computers here at work, all right?
Oh, I'm going to have a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if you're a fan of Gwen Stefani on The Voice, but she's returning to season 19, teaming her up with Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, and John Legend. So
cute.
There you go. Gwen Stefani back as coach on The Voice. Of course, you know, she was previously a coach, and then she was also a mentor and all that fun stuff. So Nick Jonas is the guy who's not going to be there from last season. So he's got his own thing. And then
he's got stuff to do.
30 Rock. Did you see? I don't know if you're a fan of 30 Rock when that was a sitcom back in the day.
Never watched it.
Never did. That was one of those shows that I like would watch in rerun. I never really watched it much when it was actually
in real
on.
Real time, yeah.
But then I'd watch, I'd catch a few episodes in rerun. That was like Tina Fey, Alec Baldwin, Tracy Morgan. They were all a part of that. Jane Krakowski. Anyways, so it's going to fool you when they say 30 Rock is coming back for one night only, because you're thinking, oh, wow, this will be fun. You know, like an episode of 30 Rock.
Well, they did that with Parks and Rec, didn't they? They came back with like one new episode.
Yeah. So here it is, an hour long commercial free fall episode. But it's all it looks like all it is previewing what's to come on NBC Universal.
Oh,
it's just like,
so they're just coming back as their characters, but there's no plot.
Exactly. It's their characters to kind of like deliver the news of everything that is happening on NBC Universal's 2020-2021 television season.
Okay.
So it's
just
like
a big commercial.
Okay. Yeah. So if you see that and you're like, oh, wow, 30 Rock's coming back. And you're just like, well,
no,
I mean, it's not really coming back as the Tina Fey written sitcom that was so popular back in the mid 2000s to, I mean, that was on for a long time.
Yeah.
So
it's a little mini reunion, but just to tell you,
yeah, just
other
to tell
stuff
you
to watch.
What's going on? Yeah.
So okay.
There you go. Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, 628, 66 outside. By the way, Wave 3 new storm tracking team saying it's going to get up to about 84 today.
Nice.
Nice day on tap. Tomorrow, much the same. Then by the weekend, highs in the 90s. Father's Day, maybe even some rain. 92. So if
you're, that's not conducive to golfing
or grilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, if you want to submit your dad advice, we will hear it. WDJX.com. Click win. Father Mo's best. And you can get the hookup from Southern Indiana Equipment there over in obviously Southern Indiana. Husqvarna trimmer and a Red Max leaf blower. All there, WDJX.com, click win, and maybe you could get something cool for dad, which, you know, if the forecast holds out, probably not going to be a day of yard work anyways, so, or golf, or grilling, or anything outside.
Dang.
So hopefully that'll change, but anyways, yeah, WDJX.com, click win, you can get in on that. Coming up, it's a phone tap, and, you know, we've always said the Haas and Peppers are not necessarily the one smartest, two most ethical family in the country, especially when it comes to, you know, having favors.
You know that's stealing, right? Frank, I could go to jail for this.
Mm, yeah.
Is it at this point that we point out that the Haas and Peppers actually live inside you? So what does that say about you?
Phone tap coming up here in just a few minutes on 99.7 DJX. If you've been looking forward to Slurpee Day at 7-Eleven coming up on July 11th because of 7-Eleven, get it?
I get it.
You're in for a disappointment.
7-Eleven is canceling free Slurpee Day due to coronavirus concerns. It's the first time in 18 years the store is not giving away free Slurpees July 11th. Instead, it plans to donate 1 million meals to people in need. They will be sending free medium Slurpee coupons to members of 7 Rewards.
All right, okay, well, I mean, that's kind of good, but still, Slurpees on 7-Eleven. Not that I ever participated in free Slurpee Day at 7-Eleven, but still, I just like knowing that 7-Eleven free Slurpee Day exists. On July 11th.
Yeah, they are delicious. Oh, man. It's nice that they're helping out a lot of people in need. That's nice.
It is nice.
And the coupon's delayed gratification. But oh, no!
But tears free! down. Free Slurpees faces. I know, it's rough. I mean, the face of 2020 is...
It's not a
is,
good one.
...is different than any of us could have expected.
Right.
And when you take and rip Free Slurpee Day away from us, how are... There are 7-Eleven around here, right?
I know at least in Southern Indiana I've
okay.
seen them.
All right. Because I feel like I have two.
Yeah.
I know it was an Ohio thing.
Yeah, we had them up north.
Okay. So
Northern Indiana.
Yeah, I think there are 7-Eleven around. Anyway.
My sister is like a massive fan of the Slurpee.
You know, there are, and maybe this is a, to like Thornton's or one of the other businesses that have Slurpee machines, because Thornton's has Slurpee machines too.
Well,
is
and
to
so
do
does Meyer.
To do the hard Slurpees, like with alcohol in them.
Oh.
I've seen some like gas stations offer those.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's amping it up a notch.
A little bit.
I'm on board.
I know. Kind of like the, I don't even know, like the, I guess you'd call them hard Slurpees. Okay. I don't even know what you call them.
Well, see, my sister's got a secret recipe. It's like you mix a little of the cherry with the Coca-Cola. You kind of mix.
I mean, don't they have a cherry cola flavor?
Well, no. It's usually typically like
Target
a cherry, like a blue raspberry, and like a Coke.
Yeah, Target, I think they have the cherry cola because, when we roll through Target every now and then.
You have to make your
that.
Own there at Meijer, which it's a delicious concoction.
Sure, sure. But yeah, this is a little shout out to any of those businesses that we mentioned that maybe...
You can fill a void.
Maybe there is a marketplace here for alcohol-infused Slurpees.
There it is. Ooh.
I go for a couple of those right now.
Get ready then.
All right, coming up next, it's Setting the Bar, small examples of what not to do. Yeah, we'll dive into that on the way.
Is this the fart thing?
I'm just going to let that simmer. It's coming up next on DJX. If I can have you. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Setting the Bar, small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without passing gas so bad, you're fine. You're doing okay.
As in money? As in
money.
A
as
fee?
In $564.
Oh, that's an expensive.
This out of Austria. Fart. Now, here's the thing. The police in Vienna defended their fine, saying, yo, he did more than that. But kind of the straw that broke the camel's back was when he rose from a park bench. This is after police were called because he was violating public decency.
Oh.
But he rose from a park bench, quote, looked at the officers and apparently intentionally released a massive intestinal wind.
Intestinal wind.
In the immediate vicinity of the officers.
He aimed it at them. That's what that means.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that had malice.
And the police were like, you know what? That's it.
That's assault.
You're coming with us.
To my nostrils. That counts.
Yeah. My gosh, you're right. That could be.
You know?
You're right.
Yep.
Yeah, the suspect learned the police department, quote, preferred not to be farted at.
Yeah, well.
All right.
Farted at. Have you ever been farted at? Or have you farted at someone?
Oh, yeah. All the time. I do that to my daughters all the time.
That's great.
I'll just walk over to them and beep.
Okay.
Lay one on them. Now, to be fair, my wife has done the same to me. So, you know.
Do you deserve it?
Turnabout's fair play.
Or is it just to be cute?
I mean, I did.
Is there malice behind it?
No, like, never
I'm
malice.
Retaliating for something.
No, it's always just a, hey, would you look at that? You know,
or
kind
maybe
of a surprise.
I feel a little rumbly and tumbly, and you just happen to be there.
I never really go into details as to when I do it. I just let it go.
See if they notice. Yeah. Look back. For the looks on their faces.
Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without passing gas so bad, sorry, without releasing a massive intestinal wind so bad that you're fined $564, you're doing okay.
You know what? I feel like that's my new favorite term. I'm going to start using that.
Intestinal intestinal wind.
Yes.
I'm feeling an intestinal wind coming on.
Who passed some intestinal wind? Ripe in here.
That's Setting the Bar on
Juana Andrew.
There's a lot more laughs to go with Ben and Kelly. When you get to the office, head over to thebenandkellyshow.com and listen. WTJX, Louisville. Listen to Ben and Kelly at your desk or on the treadmill, or in your Uber. They're streaming live.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, 64 outside, going to get up to about 84, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. Nice day on tap again for tomorrow. And then by the weekend, 90s is your high. Maybe a chance of rain on Father's Day. That'd be Sunday, FYI. Knock, knock. Hint, hint. What'd I say? 64? Yep, uh-huh. There you go. All right, feel good. Do this every single hour here, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
You know, unfortunately, for many seniors this year, senior prank day didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because the year was cut short.
Uh-huh.
Well, some seniors at Glen Falls High School in New York decided to pull one off anyway. They ended up leaving a giant sign in front of the school's main entrance that said, "For sale, vacant since March."
Oh, wow.
Which is hilarious.
Who's the listing agent on that?
And then all around it were honk for the 2020 graduate that lives here lawn signs, which all the graduates had in front of their houses.
Yeah.
So when staff went to take down the sign, they noticed on the back of it was a note that read, "On what would have been our last full day of high school, we couldn't think of a better day to pull off our senior prank. This was all in good fun. We hope that we made you laugh and it made you miss us a little more, and I'm sure we would all rather be in the school instead of standing outside of it."
Yeah.
The letter ended with a request to keep the sign up to make the community smile. A promise to pick up the individual lawn signs and a thank you for 4 years of learning.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, the principal said she'd never seen anything like it in 30 years, called the senior the prank, the most polite pranksters ever.
Wow.
So, stamp of approval there.
What'd your class do?
Yeah, we didn't do anything.
You didn't?
We didn't have a senior prank day.
Oh.
That wasn't right. Kind of a thing for us.
Yeah,
now I feel a little robbed.
Well, I think, like, our school was kind of dumb in the sense that our class decided to, like, do something like let stink bombs off in the school. And it's like, why?
Why?
That's dumb.
Everyone suffers.
Yeah, I know. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Why would
you
do that?
We had senior skip day. That was kind of a thing where you could skip school one day.
Yeah.
That was about it.
All right.
This is way more fun, though. That's cute.
That is.
I like that.
All right.
A little love note. We'll tweet out so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good every hour. Brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.70. 99.70 JX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of the DJX All Access Summer, where you can win stuff all summer long. WDJX.com. Click win. Up next week, every single day, we're going to be hooking you up with streaming service for a year. So that's pretty cool. All next week, brought to you by Huber's Orchard and Winery and 99.70 JX. WDJX.com. Click win. Did you see the number one trending thing on Netflix is this movie 365?
I have not. I've been engulfed in Lennox Hill.
So 365, I've only just started to check it out, but apparently it's really like a 50 Shades of Grey, like steamy, hot sort of movie.
Ew. I don't know.
Did you say ooh?
Well,
who
I watched,
are you?
I watched 50 Shades of Grey and I was not a fan.
All right, so maybe that was the quickest thing that I could think of to compare it to.
All right.
Wait, how
are the people?
I mean,
are they super attractive?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I mean, it's
maybe.
They're like, you know, they look like they're having fun together.
What's the plot?
I don't know anything about it.
Oh,
That was my point. It's like it's the number one trending thing in Netflix and I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I need kind of.
But you feel like it's sassy.
I kind of feel like I need to dive into that, but no. I kind of feel like I need to figure out a time when I can dive into that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to be one where you want the kids to be walking by.
Yeah, that's where I shut the bedroom door and be like, you know, you guys go out play.
Dad's going to watch his stories.
If you hear noises in here.
It's not daddy. It's TV.
It's the TV. So anyways.
All right.
So next week you can get streaming service for a year. So that'll be cool. So you can check that stuff out if you want.
You watch that. Let me know. Let me know how it is.
You want me to let you know?
Yeah. Let me know.
I give you my review of that.
I'm going to throw you in the pool first. Tell me if the water's warm.
All right, I'll give you an official review. I'll dive into that.
Okay.
99.7 DJX. Jonas Brothers, still to come. Craigslist missed connections. And a new remix, or sorry, a sequel to a hit that we need to tell you about. I'm a sucker for you. Ben Brian and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So this kind of came out of nowhere for me. This story about Akon literally building his own city in Senegal, Africa.
Back the truck up. Are you talking about Akon the singer?
Convict.
Oh my God.
This guy, Akon. Yeah.
With all the hits.
Building a city in Senegal named Akon City. He is now secured a $6 billion contract to do that.
$6 billion to build his own city.
Now, I guess this city's pretty revolutionary.
All renewable. The Akon Solar Tainment City is all renewable. Yeah, a real physical place. It's going to have a real airport. Well, it's a 10-year building block. So we're doing it in stages. We started construction in March, and stage two is going to be 2025.
Okay, so he's
2025 stage two. Wow, stage two is 2025. Takes a while, I guess, to build your own city,
complete with his own currency called A coins.
I can't.
Which I don't know what the exchange rate on A coins would be to the American dollar, but
my goodness,
I don't know. But
that's a lot.
So yeah, he announced. You know, he's been kind of working on this in Senegal, Africa for a while. And he just secured, I guess, the $6 billion funds to complete the...
And the land.
Vision. Yeah.
To put your little flag down on Akon land. Wow!
I mean, you know, we knew that he was involved in Lady Gaga's career.
Sure.
And how he launched Lady Gaga.
Well, he had lots of hits like 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah, he did a bunch of hits himself, but then he was a producer. He produced a bunch of hits, too.
He's kind of been out of the spotlight. Well, now we know he's
now been
busy.
Now we know he's literally built himself a city.
That is, wow.
So, if you built your
own... And there's
going
to be, like, residents and malls, and it's going to be, like,
airport,
you can
it's gonna
live
be
there.
A city. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Live there, shop there, mm-hmm. all the things.
So if you were to build a city, are you just calling it Kelly City? Is there anything specific to your city?
Kelly K Land.
That would maybe. Kelly K Land.
Maybe.
Hmm.
I don't know. My name doesn't... I mean, what about you? Ben Davis Land? Ben Davis City?
I might do it near a body of water and just call it Ben Bay.
Ben Bay. I like that.
See? Like maybe something like that.
Your name is better blended to that.
And it's, maybe we start with, I mean, you could be a Kelly Coastal City.
Okay.
You know, the alliteration there.
Yes, I like that.
KC. Oh,
you could have Ben Bills, your own currency.
Ben Bills?
Ben Bills.
Okay. I'm definitely pulling you over in Ben Bay.
Oh. Why? I'd be a law-abiding citizen.
I don't know.
I'd expect special perks.
That's probably why I'd pull you over.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, free housing or something.
Okay. But, so,
listen,
yeah.
I will tell you this, though. In my land, there'd be statues erected of Ryan Reynolds.
Ah.
There would be all over the place. So maybe the lampposts would be Ryan Reynolds holding up the lights.
Sure.
Something like that.
That makes sense.
It's starting to come together in my head now.
Instead of the Statue of Liberty, it'd be Ryan Reynolds holding up a lamp to welcome people.
Maybe from Van Wilder days or something.
Oh, Van Wilder. Wow, you're going old school there.
Well, I could go back to a lot of his different, his hits.
Sure.
A lot of his career. I'll have a Deadpool area.
Is Deadpool the police department, maybe?
Probably, yes. Okay. Yep, Deadpool would be the police department.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay,
this is great. I like this idea.
We're just,
I need $6 billion? All right.
Well, $6 billion for Akon, apparently.
Do we start a GoFundMe? For Kelly K. Coastal Land? And
I tell
Ben
you
Bay?
What, you start that GoFundMe, and we'll just float it out
there. We're going to get this thing funded by the end of the week.
Now... This is literally, this would be one of those things where we start it, we get $4, and we have to, like, cancel it after 90 days. Be like, well, yeah, I did go over here.
Listen, just because we might have a little bit of a budget shortfall doesn't mean we have to completely dash our hopes.
Sure. Sure. Akon City in Senegal. We've got it up at WDGX.com. You can, like, kind of see the design and the vision for it. It's pretty cool.
I need them to also have, like, giant speakers blasting out Akon music constantly in the streets there. That's got to happen, right? That makes sense, right?
Makes sense in my mind.
Yeah.
It does, yeah.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We dive to the internet, Craigslist missed connections. There are people that are searching for love unsuccessfully. So, you know, they turn to the internet and try to follow up, you know?
We're going to help them find each other.
Yeah, so we're going to a mechanic. We're also going to Walmart. All right.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
A couple different places maybe where you can find some love here. Craigslist Misconnections coming up here in about 10 minutes on
Community. Sunny skies remain in the forecast for your Wednesday high today, jumping into the low to mid 80s for this afternoon. For tonight, we're down into the upper 50s and low 60s under mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, watching for a high in the mid 80s and a few isolated showers and storms across the region. From the Wade 3 News Storm Tracking Team, I'm meteorologist.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and we've got the 5K for Kids coming up on June 27th. It's actually at Huber's Orchard and Winery, and so you can virtually get in on this because the event is sold out to runners at the Huber's Orchard and Winery from Pet Suites there. But your $20 registration will get you virtually, well, a real T-shirt and then a real wine tasting at Huber's, so that's pretty cool too. Benefiting the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Kentuckiana. WDGX.com, click events. Coming up next, it is Second Chances at Love. And we're going to dive into Walmart. And we're going to dive into the mechanic as we search the pages of Craigslist.
Does somebody need a tune-up? Holla.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I'm excited.
All right, Craigslist Misconnections on the way after Khalid, 99.7 DJ. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Sometimes you have a chance encounter with someone and you don't know how to follow up, or you miss the opportunity in real life to follow up with them, so you have to go down to your mother's basement and write them a little love note on Craigslist in the hopes that they will find it randomly and you will have that connection again.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Want to go first?
Sure. Heading to Walmart.
All right.
Man for woman, God placed you in Walmart.
Oh.
Divine intervention.
Obviously.
For this one. You was the cute brunette picking out Dentia cream and marshmallows at the Walmart on Veterans Parkway.
Wow.
We're across the bridge.
That's random, it's a lot. Random things.
It is a random shopping list.
Sure.
That's where we're starting. I was shocked when I saw you, not because you were too young to be picking out Dentia cream, but because you look just like my deceased girlfriend.
Oh. Okay.
Is this all right?
Okay.
She passed on a few years back. You literally are the spitting image of her. I didn't say anything because I was so caught off guard.
Oh.
Obvi.
Right.
You didn't have a ring on, so I know you're not married. Okay. I feel like God has given me a second chance by placing you in my life at Walmart's. And for the record, you have great taste in denture cream.
Are you kidding me?
Affordable and functional.
Okay.
This is all I know about you, that you're brunette, you buy denture cream and marshmallows and shop at Walmart. What am I missing? Fill in the blanks. Hit me up.
Wow. Okay. Brunette with denture cream and marshmallows at Walmart. It's Craigslist Missed Connections. This is another Man for Woman. It's just titled, I Made Love to a Car Mechanic.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Yeah.
But I'm a guy who is looking for the mechanic I made sweet, sweet romance with last month. You had to be the only woman who works at this shop.
Yeah.
You and another guy were closing the shop and my car was taking a while and you apologized. I lied and told you I was in medical sales as I kept checking my watch.
Guess he's not, huh?
Like most women, my career appeared to get your own engine firing on all cylinders.
Oh, wow.
After I checked out, you appeared to be locking the garage and knocked on my window and asked if I could give you a ride home. Saying your coworker just left and your car wouldn't start and you'd worry about it in the morning. I agreed.
Yeah.
And you asked me to drive to a, quote, secret spot about two blocks away.
That doesn't sound like a first rodeo.
After you checked under my hood, you got out of the car, said your car was actually fine, and I should just drive off and that you would walk back to your car.
What?
All I want to say...
What?
is that your shop has great customer service and definitely the best rewards program I've ever heard of. Giving you 4 stars on Yelp. Wow.
What just happened?
That was a lot. There was a lot.
Oh.
Okay, so...
And I'm going to look at things at the car mechanic a lot differently now. I got to be honest.
This has been Craigslist Missed Connections.
99.7 DJX knows real change comes from the community. Help be the change. We stand with the members of our black community against all forms of racism, bigotry, hate, and violence. We see you, and we want to hear you. Want to borrow our microphone? Go to WDJX.com to learn how you can help and let your voice be heard. 99.7 DJX stands united.
Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart?
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker or Siri. Just ask to play 99.7 DJX and you can get us right there. Remember last month, Mom Lisa... Rifle, I believe her name is, posted a video of her daughter singing a song she came up with. If you forgot.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
That one.
Yeah, it just kind of her with a little ukulele there strumming a song that she made up by herself.
Yeah, a little Minnie Mouse guitar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's back with a another hit. This one.
I peed in my pants. I don't know what's the matter with me.
Okay. So she went, I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Oh, wow.
To her latest hit compilation, I Peed in My Pants, which, by the way, the video, there is a Christmas tree in the background. So I don't know if this is like a...
it's a delayed release.
An unearthed hit where they're like, hey, if you liked this one...
It's the B-side.
Right.
Of the butthole song.
Right.
Okay.
I peed in my pants. I don't know what... the matter with me. I peeing in my pants, but I don't know what the matter with me.
I mean, she's found a formula. She's found a formula and she's sticking to
truth,
it. Absolutely.
You know? I mean, she's an authentic artist. She is
you know
coming
what?
Up with her own experiences and singing about that.
I think there are a lot of pop artists who would say it is important to really get raw with your songwriting.
Yes.
Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga are
they all started like this.
I mean, just putting their heart on paper.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder what's inside your butthole to I peed in my pants and I don't know what's wrong with me.
That's a lot.
I mean, listen. Can I just say it's not just a problem for little 3 or 4 year olds?
Right.
Grown adults.
People can relate.
Grown adults sometimes do it.
All right. Yes. Maybe sometimes you're laughing so hard at something that's funny.
Or sometimes
a little comes out.
Sometimes you have the dream.
Sometimes you have the dream.
That is the worst.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't really have that dream.
You don't ever have the dream?
No, I don't have that dream.
Where you're going to the bathroom and you're just like, yeah, this is so good. And then you wake up and you're like, ah!
It's never happened to me.
It happens to me.
To the good Lord.
Listen. It happens to me. I'd say probably several times a year.
You don't have to admit
this. No. I'm not. I catch myself.
Oh, do you?
Before anything happens.
Oh, great. That is good news for your wife, especially.
Most of the time.
Oh, God.
And I've said on this show. Well, I need to have solidarity with this kid saying, hey, look, it's sometimes this stuff happens.
A toddler.
There was a long time ago.
It's a lot easier to explain it away for a toddler.
I know, a long time ago, I had that dream and I literally wet the bed on my wife.
Oh my
God. And I woke up and I tried to figure out how I was going to, two things. One, change the sheets without her waking up. And two, change her sweatpants that she was wearing without her waking up. So listen.
That's impossible.
I know.
Yeah.
Obviously, so, it was impossible.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, listen, this sort of problem.
I peed in my pants. I don't know what the matter with me.
Girl, it's
relatable.
It's relatable.
Yeah.
It's raw.
Okay.
It's gripping.
But I'll tell you this. You don't have to. See this microphone in front of you? You don't have to have all of the words come out of your mouth and into it all the time. You don't. You can hold a few things back.
Kelly, if I'm not real, who am I?
Okay. I'm sure your wife wants you to hold a few things back, maybe.
So anyways, the latest hit from Lisa's daughter.
I need her to put out an entire album because I'm invested.
With such hits like...
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Comes the follow-up.
I peed in my pants. I don't know what's the matter with me.
She's a songwriting genius already.
There on 99 Cent.
Personal injury lawyers.
Partly sunny skies in the forecast for your Wednesday with highs into the low 80s. Tonight we're down into the 50s for most of us, staying in the low 60s for the metro under mostly clear skies. Tomorrow we see some isolated showers possible for the afternoon and early evening hours. From the Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, I'm meteorologist.
WDJX Louisville. Use your smart speaker to listen to Ben and Kelly. Just say, hey.
99.70JX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. According to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, nice day today, clear 84. That's going to be around tomorrow as well. But then, by the weekend, 90s and sun, and then maybe even a little bit of rain on Sunday. So just FYI there, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team.
Maybe do your Father's Day celebration a little early.
Maybe.
Just in case.
Yeah, you never know. All right, every hour we give you feel-good stories to show you that there's still good happening in the world, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly Kay.
Well, you know, we had just featured our favorite new toddler girl singer.
I peed in my pants. I don't know what's the matter with me.
Yeah. Well, there's another 11-year-old aspiring rapper we need to introduce you to.
Wow. Okay.
Since uploading his first YouTube video just last month, he has caught the attention of the music industry.
Hey, guys. This is my first video. My name is Hot Boy Fire. And
Hot Boy Fire.
What I want to become when I grow up is a rapper. So, you don't love me, so why do I go love you? It's like my heart wanted to trust you. No, I ain't easy. 2K, baby, Mr. O Streets. 2K, baby, Mr. O Streets. You don't love me, so why do I gotta go love you? It's like my heart wanted to trust you. No, I ain't easy. 2K, baby, Mr. O Streets. Baby, Mr. O Streets, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm a singer. I have a voice.
Yeah, all well, right. there you Look go. Now, listen, don't get too used to Hot Boy Fire as his name because he's already changed
it. Oh, I like that.
Now his name is Ray Third.
Ray Third.
Ray Third.
All right.
And so since everybody started to notice that little video, his big break came when there was a picture of him performing in his makeshift bedroom studio that went viral. So that post had over 30,000 retweets, more than 180,000 likes. At some point during the steady flow and engagement, songwriter and producer Kenny Beats saw it, decided he needs to hook this kid up with some professional equipment.
Wow.
Right? So then others jumped in saying they're going to pitch in a laptop, mic, headphones. Beats by Dre got in touch to help out.
Holy
this
cow.
Kid's on his way.
Look at that.
So Ray Third, a.k.a. Hot Boy Fire.
He's got the equipment now.
All of that. So just one to watch. He's going to be on a star on the rise.
A star on the rise.
A star on the rise. We'll tweet it out. He's super cute.
All right.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
There you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.70JX. 99.70JX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Can we give you a little bit of sports news?
Okay.
I don't know if you all noticed, but the Madden 21 trailer is now out, and it's like number 2 on YouTube.
I don't know how I missed that. I don't know how I missed it. I'm so in tune with that.
Lamar Jackson is on the cover.
Jackson gonna take it himself. Spins inside the 5. Dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens.
And that's Jack Harlow.
Look at that.
Jack Harlow, Lamar Jackson, a Louisville duo made in heaven.
There it is.
So Jack Harlow on the Madden 21 trailer. Lamar Jackson featured on the cover of Madden 21.
This is a video game, right?
Yes, it's a video game. Okay. It's available August 25th.
So wait, is this what you're going to now, since we don't have actual sports going on, well, except for golf, but we don't have actual sports, so now are video games the new sports for you? Are you more invested in that now?
No, I mean, I think, no. I'm just happy, you know, Madden 21 is back. I have literally not played Madden for a couple long time.
Oh, okay. So you have played it. All right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no.
All right.
So, yeah, Madden 21.
That could be real sports for you.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson, Jack Harlow, both in the...
So great.
Oh.
So excited.
The graphics are great.
Oh, yeah. It's like practically the real people.
It practically is.
Yeah.
Practically is.
You get to be the puppet master.
Yes.
Which is great.
Yes.
That's fun.
So there you go, that's Bars.
All right.
Bars. Bars.
Yay. I'm excited.
I feel like you're just clapping just to...
It's a video game. All right. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay.
Let me have my video games.
I'm trying to be authentic here. I think people would see right through it if I was all like, yes!
The only thing that really helped me through my sophomore year in college was FIFA soccer.
All right. Well, great. See?
See?
Well, and right now, like I said, this maybe the video games are people's filling the void.
Yeah.
For actual sports not being on television right now.
Yeah, so okay. Lamar Jackson, Madden 21, he's on the cover. Jack Harlow also in that. That's more.
Soundtrack.
Oh.
Silverstone combined.
Sunny skies remain in the forecast for your Wednesday highs today, jumping into the low to mid 80s for this afternoon. For tonight, we're down into the upper 50s and low 60s under mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, watching for a high in the mid-80s and a few isolated showers and storms across the region. From the Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, I'm meteorologist Tawana A.
There's a lot more laughs to go with Ben and Kelly. When you get to the office, head over to thebenandkellyshow.com.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We were talking earlier in the show about how the... No free Slurpees on July 11th due to the coronavirus.
7-Eleven is canceling free Slurpee Day due to coronavirus concerns.
Yeah, so they were normally handing out Slurpees on July 11th. 7-Eleven.
That's face.
Not. Yeah, not. They are going to be donating some money and all that stuff, so that'll be good. But we started going down the rabbit hole of alcohol infused slushies. And like, who here in the city has those? Because I've heard of those like being available. Like I know some gas stations in other cities have alcohol like hard spiked slushies, and we're like, yo, bring that here.
That's fun.
So I know
maybe don't drink and drive.
Well,
with
yeah,
those.
But the
it's a little awkward.
The whole Feast Barbecue. I know they've got the bourbon slushies.
Oh,
which,
sure.
Fantastic, which, you know, if you've never made a bourbon slushie before, you've got to, especially in the summertime. Kind of a couple other people have tweeted us at Ben and Kelly Show. Brandon said Royal's Chicken has a Cheerwine slushie, which I think would be good. That's a cherry, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's got booze in it.
Well,
I mean,
wine, maybe.
Kelly,
I don't know.
Do you know what Cheerwine is?
I do. I drink Arbor Mist. Did you forget who I am?
Oh my God, Kelly. It's cherry soda.
Oh, it's just cherry soda? There's no why are they calling it Cheerwine then?
Because that's what it's called.
That is really misleading.
They did a huge campaign with DJX when they came and were introduced to the market.
I missed that.
Okay.
All right. Did not get to participate.
So anyways,
in that.
Yeah, I guess Royal Chicken's got a Cheerwine slushie, which I think would be great, but I don't know if it's got booze in it.
Well, put wine in it. That way it's not fraudulent advertising.
It's not, because that's the name of the actual Google Cheerwine. You'll see what the can looks like.
Well, now I need to try some. I'm on board with cherry.
Yeah, it's just cherry soda. That's all,
right.
all it is.
Okay.
So anybody, I don't know. I don't know if anybody else.
I need it.
I don't know if anybody else knows of any booze infused slushies, but I'm here for it. I'm ready.
Sounds
for it.
Sounds like something I need in my life.
I think we all need that in our life right now. Forget. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Today, 84 clear. It's going to be this weekend. It would be a pool day for sure. Pools supposedly opening on the 29th. Now, there are a couple things that, at least in Kentucky, that the public and private pools need to do to comply with some guidelines.
They have to do some math to figure out how many people can be in the pool at the same time.
Yeah, no waiting areas allowed. They must make sure swimmers follow social distancing anytime someone's head is above water. So if you're like underwater, I guess that's fine.
It's going to be real hard to police for the lifeguards if that's going to be
frequently
their task.
Touch surfaces are going to have to be cleaned properly. And then obviously public pools are be told to encourage guests to bring their own seats so as to not use the seats there. So,
but probably check with the individual pool that you plan on going to see what their thing is.
Yeah. So pools opening on the 29th. So I guess look forward to that.
Okay,
we're getting places.
Hashtag save our summer.
We're getting places.
Yeah.
Yeah, as this weekend, it looks like it's going to be in the 90s. You know, maybe a chance of rain by Father's Day.
I feel like that's going to bake off the germs, right? Haven't we agreed? Like the sunshine and the chlorine, it's going to be fine, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm not a scientist.
Well.
I don't know.
All right.
So, anyways, that is something to look forward to on the 29th. At least as we move forward here with reopening Kentucky. On the way, it is when you think you've found love in that special, special place, maybe like Walmart or maybe at the mechanics, and you just don't have the courage to follow up in the moment.
Yeah, well, maybe you had an encounter.
Yeah.
And you want to have a repeat encounter.
Yeah, Craigslist Missed Connections coming up.
Magical.
On 99.7 DJX.
You know that father mows best, right?
When you start a new job, don't talk a lot. This way they won't know how dumb you are. Hey, put one shoe in each suitcase, so if it gets stolen, they can't wear your shoes.
Yep. 99.7 DJX wants to hear the best dad advice you've heard or received at WDJX.com.
Work smarter, not harder. Yeah, the grass may be greener on the other side, but it sure took a whole lot of manure to get it that way.
You'll be in to win some cool lawn equipment for your dad. It's the gift that keeps on giving. From Southern Indiana Equipment and 99.7 DJX.
Now with two locations in Lanesville and Sellersburg, with extended hours until Father's Day and the guaranteed lowest prices. Trade-ins welcome and the best selection of Hustler in the...
Please 7 to 9.
Sunny skies back in the forecast for your Wednesday. Highs just a little bit warmer than where we were yesterday, warming into the low to mid 80s for your highs. For tonight, we're down into the 50s and low 60s under mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, watching for a few isolated storms and highs into the mid 80s. From the Way 3 News Storm Tracking Team, I'm meteorologist.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Quick traffic note. If you want to avoid the Jefferson Square Park area here downtown, it looks like the streets have been blocked off there at 5th and Jefferson and 5th and, or 6th and Jefferson, and then also 6th and Liberty. So just kind of avoid that area. If you are headed downtown here this morning on 99.7 DJX, I don't know if I want to put this in sports, but maybe I will. Maybe it's just fun to just play this.
Okay.
Play this music. In sports news, you know, Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Eating Contest.
I've heard of it. That's Is that sport. Joey Chestnut?
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sports, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut.
Uh-huh.
Mickey Sudu. He's a six-time winner. Well, the coronavirus is not canceling.
Hot dog eating not canceled.
The hot dog eating contest this year. No, sir!
Yeah. Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest will take place this year, but there will not be any fans cheering.
No!
Oh, man!
How are they going to do it without the fans rooting them on to gut-busting history?
Gut-busting. Organizers say the popular annual event will be held at a private location on Coney Island with...
Okay, wait. A private secret location on Coney Island?
This is troubling.
Listen. Knock four times. Special knock. Da, da-da-da.
I know a guy. I'll let you in.
He'll let you in.
Without a live audience due to the pandemic,
yeah.
Only 5 of the usual 15 participants will be allowed to compete this year. That's all to maintain social distancing rules.
Yeah, so less competitors, only 5, and no fans. But the hot dog eating contest can commence. I just hope it's going to be on TV.
We can only hope and dream.
Have you ever watched it?
No. Why?
I don't know. I don't even know why I even asked you.
People stuff a million hot dogs down their pie hole. How many do they typically
funny.
Eat? What's the winning
74
number?
Is the winning.
74.
Yeah, in 10 minutes, I think. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not. I can't. No, sir. I can't, no.
They will donate more than 100,000 Nathan's Famous hot dogs to the food bank for New York City. So that's good.
That's great.
But
we hope
yes.
that they enjoy them one by one.
Joey Chestnut.
Yes.
Will be among those competing for the ultimate champion.
When is he going to retire? At what point
I feel like
do you look back on your career and think, I'm going to stop eating 74 hot dogs and I'm just going to enjoy maybe one or two with some chips?
I mean, I feel like
a cola.
That is a career that can last a long time.
If is
you,
it?
If you take care of yourself, right?
Is it? I just
yeah.
feel like of all the physically painful sports to put your
well,
body
I know
through,
you couldn't do anything
no,
like
sir.
That. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Nope.
You'd be.
Nope. Although I tried to. Didn't I shove a bunch of like corn dogs? Like little mini corn dogs in my mouth once?
I think so.
I think maybe I got 4 or 5.
Yeah.
That's about it.
All right. So anyways,
that's
sports
fun
action, Nathan's Sport. Famous International Hot Dog Eating Contest is back!
All right.
All right. So hey, coming up, it is Craigslist Misconnections. You know, when you think you've had an experience at Walmart or you actually have had an experience at a mechanic and you just want to get back in touch with them.
She showed you excellent customer service under your hood.
All right. So here you go. And Craigslist Misconnections on the way next on 99.7 JX. JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, you had an encounter with someone, you just want to reconnect with that person. So instead of actually asking them in person, hey, I think you're cute. Would you like to go out sometime again? You leave the area, you go to your basement, you write them a little note on Craigslist in the hopes that they will randomly find it. That's where we are.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection. You want to go first?
Yeah, let's go to Walmart first.
All right.
God placed you in Walmart.
Okay.
This is divine intervention
wow.
at work here.
I'm ready to hear this.
Male seeking female.
All right.
You were the cute brunette picking out denture cream and marshmallows at the Walmart on Veterans Parkway.
What a cart. Wow.
I was shocked when I saw you. Not because you were too young to be picking out denture cream, but because you looked just like my recently deceased girlfriend.
Oh.
Yikes. She passed away a few years back. You literally are the spitting image of her.
Oh.
Now, I didn't say anything because I was so caught off guard.
Yeah, of course.
You didn't have a ring on. I know you're not married.
Okay.
I feel like God is giving me a second chance by placing you in my life at Walmart.
He put you there.
And for the record, you have great taste in denture cream. Affordable and functional.
I don't...
Okay. Does he know,
I know
about dentures? Is this expertise?
I mean, I guess
here?
He could have said that about the marshmallows too, right?
Good, yeah. This is all I know about you. You are brunette. You buy denture cream and marshmallows and you shop at the Walmart. What am I missing? Fill in the blanks. Hit me up.
Wow.
I love you.
I hope they can reconnect.
Okay.
It's... Craigslist Missed Connections. Okay, so this is a male-seeking female. It's titled, I Made Love to a Car Mechanic.
Oh, my God. Well, out the gate, we know what happened.
Yeah,
there
sorry.
Was a connection made there.
I was going to say, and now the rest of the story.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm saying this. But I'm the guy who was looking for the mechanic I made sweet, sweet romance with last month. You had to be the only woman who works at this shop. You and another guy were closing the shop, and my car was taking a while, and you apologized.
Oh, that's sweet.
I know. I lied and told you I was in medical sales, and I kept checking my watch.
Oh, I guess he's not.
Okay. Well, like, what's he doing? Hey, I'm in medical sales. I gotta hurry up here.
I have things to do. Very important person here.
Like, what? How'd that go?
I'm a big baller shot caller.
Like most women, my career appeared to get your own engine firing on all cylinders.
Oh, she likes that. Okay.
After I checked out and you appeared to be locking the garage, you knocked on my window and asked if I could give you a ride home, saying your coworker just left and your car wouldn't start. And you'd worry about it in the morning.
Well, that's a damsel in distress right there.
She's had a mechanic and her car doesn't start. Okay. All right. Move past it. I agreed. And you asked me to drive to a, quote, secret spot about 2 blocks away.
What? This doesn't sound like her first rodeo.
After you checked under my hood, you got out of the car, said your car was actually fine and I should just drive off and that you would walk back to your car. All I want to say is your shop has great customer service and definitely the best rewards program I've ever heard of. Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, do they have a VIP program? Because I feel like he'd be in it.
I feel like he should be in it. This has been Craigslist Missed Connection.
The protesters blocking traffic downtown near Jefferson Square Park. So if you're going to be in that area, please use caution. That's a look at the roads. I'm Jack with 5
Heard by NCUA.
Take the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show with you. Download the podcast at WDJX.com.
From 99.7 DJX. DJX Louisville. Streaming worldwide at the Ben and Kelly.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming the Ben and Kelly Show.com or smart speaker. Always ask Alexa or Siri to play 99.7 DJX. You can get us there too. We give you feel good stories too every single hour. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Just to let you know that there's good happening in the world. Kelly K.
Super sweet story out of Oxford, North Carolina. Mom Tiffany Livingood shared this on social media. Good News Movement put it on their Instagram. That's where I saw it. Little post that said, yesterday when leaving Walmart, Riley, her daughter, noticed people were not returning shopping carts and how they were scattered everywhere. It infuriated her.
Infuriated.
Yeah, that they weren't following the rules and people weren't being kind. So gotcha. She spotted CJ, who worked there, grabbing up the shopping carts, putting them up.
All right.
She looked at me and asked if she could help. She wanted to help him because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be kind. So she and I started to gather carts, pushed them to the store. Cart after cart, she pushed them to CJ. She said, that's hard work, by the way. After 30 minutes or so, we pushed her last cart to CJ. Riley ran to high-five him. We parted ways.
Wow.
Today, we got out at Walmart. Riley spotted a cart, pushed it on the curb. She immediately grabbed it, pushed it to the store, where she again spotted her new friend working hard. A little while later, while browsing the toys, CJ walks up, hands Riley a thank you card with $20. After reading it, she went around the aisle to hug him.
Aww.
And it said, thank you for putting a smile on my face. Your hard work meant a lot to me. I don't know you, but you're an angel.
Look at that.
Love, CJ.
That's good.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
And they snapped a picture together. It's really adorable. I will tweet out the story so you can see it. So cute.
All right.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
Feel good. We do these every hour here on 99.7 DJX, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Ooh. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Everybody's trying to look for an edge when it comes to dating. And if you're needing as one of your requirements someone to be a dog lover like you, there's an app for that. So, you know, Tinder, Bumble, all these different apps, a lot of people have found success in adding a dog to their profile picture.
Right.
People swipe right more often. It's stats right there.
Yes.
If you've got a dog. And so now there's an app called Dig. It's been around for a little bit, but a
couple years. And that's not the only one, too. Rover.com actually broke down like the 5 best dating sites for dog lovers.
Okay.
But this is one that's
getting a little bit more
attention. And then you have to pick whether you're like a dog owner or just a dog lover.
Lover, right.
And then you kind of go through a bunch of criteria and you get matched up like with 5 people a day and all that kind of stuff.
Well, remember we had a coworker who was like, I am going to look for a guy who has a dog who would be compatible with my dog. So not only just a guy that it would be compatible with me.
Yes.
But a
the
guy.
The dogs have to get along too.
Exactly.
That's
but
a lot.
But a dog that would get along with my dog.
Yes.
And so, anyways, this app, it kind of matches people up based on their likes and dislikes of dogs and then tries to hook them up.
There's also a statistic, though, that says like 40% of people admitted they wanted to meet the dog more than the person. So that could be problematic. So,
well, I mean,
beware.
Hey, listen, if
you got a real cute dog.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's your in.
Yeah.
That's your in.
Okay.
Listen, I'm going to hook you and then I'm going to woo you with my personality.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
There could just be some pitfalls with this, though.
You know,
maybe.
Listen, if you can find a person to spend some quality companionship time with.
And the dogs get along.
And the dogs get along, I think it's good.
So, you know? It's a recipe for forever.
Find.
Forever.
Yeah.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, no, that
God,
was.
I'm so glad I'm not dating. I would not find anybody.
If you want to read more about it, we got it posted.
Partly sunny skies in the forecast for your Wednesday with highs into the low 80s. Tonight, we're down into the 50s for most of us, staying in the low 60s for the metro under mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, we see some isolated showers possible for the afternoon and early evening hours. From the Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, I'm meteorologist Tawana Andrew.
There's a lot more laughs to go with Ben and Kelly. When you get to the office, head over to thebenandkellyshow.com.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, the Butthole Girl has a new song.
why do you... Oh, man. It's unfortunate that that's kind of how we know her.
This song.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Okay, you know why we call her that. Yeah. Okay, she earned it.
That's what I'm talking about.
With that banger.
That hot, straight banger.
Straight fire.
She's got an updated hit.
I peed in my pants. I don't know what's the matter with me. Oh. I peed in my pants. I don't know what's the matter with me. Peeing in my pants, but I don't know what's the matter with me.
Listen,
oh, wow,
she
such passion.
Her lyrics have
so relatable.
Are raw and relatable.
Yeah, they're authentic. Yes. She's singing her truth.
Right, she's singing her truth. if you want to actually see the video, you should.
Yes, you should.
All right, WDJX.com. We'll tweet it out also at Ben and Kelly Show there.
Okay.
997 DJX.
I peed in my pants. One thing,
but... 99.70JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You see Akon's building a city named Akon City?
I did, and I was like, hang on. He's not really. Yes, he is.
Yes, he actually is.
Yes, he is.
So, you know, Akon's from Senegal, Africa.
Yes.
And so he is teaming up with some contractors. He's got approved for a $6 billion contract.
Yep, got a little slice of land.
It's been in the works for a while now, developing for a while. He just broke ground and...
It's going to take 10 years.
Yeah, but he's building a city and it's like innovative.
All renewable. The Akon Solartainment City is all renewable. Yeah, a real physical place. It's going to have a real airport. Well, it's a 10-year... building block. So we're doing it in stages. We started construction in March, and stage two is going to be 2025.
So listen, you can live there.
Yeah.
There's going to be schools, malls, shopping, and his own currency.
Yes, A-coins.
A-coins?
I don't know what the exchange rate on A-coins is.
Oh,
like
I gotta figure that out.
Took $100 and I was like, hey, I want, $100 worth of A-coins. If I'm getting more or less than $100.
I don't know what that means.
So I don't know what that means yet. But yes, they are. I mean, this is a thing.
I can only hope that they're going to have Akon statues with like lovely fountains. Maybe big, huge speakers blasting out Akon's music.
Yeah, Akon,
all throughout the streets.
Like Red One hits.
Yes.
Or like all of his convict records.
All of that. From 10, 11 years ago, all the hotness.
Yeah, so, like, he's doing it.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's a pretty cool video that you found.
Yeah.
And it's posted. We got that up at WDJX.com.
Give you a little tour.
Yeah, a tour of what Akon the City will look like in the year 2025, maybe?
It's going on my vacation bucket list.
I know. I mean, I think that'd be kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah,
DJX.
Yeah, okay.
Put your hands and feet together with a beat.
Every day, all day long.
My favorite artist.
My hit music.
It sounds like this.
Cause I like it like that.
WDJX Louisville, home of...
99.70JX, home of the DJX All Access Summer. Next week, every single day, we're hooking you up with streaming for a year. So that's pretty cool. WDJX.com, brought to you by Huber's Orchard and Winery there. On DJX and Feel Good Stories, do this every single hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University Louisville.
You cannot ignore Tammy Williamson O'Terry.
O'Terry.
She is taking over the internet. I saw this video on my feed no less than like 10 times yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, fine. All right, fine. That's universe.
I'll click
saying
on it. Yeah.
We need to give you some of Tammy breaking it down with the move.
Oh, my God. You better kill it. You better kill it.
She's like, oh, that's my sound. Oh, she's getting it. She's got the move.
So she's dancing.
She's dancing.
I mean
Tammy doesn't look like that she's going to have those kind of moves, but she's straight fire.
Okay.
Like a party lot. I mean...
So is this a party or is she just random
just
in a parking lot?
It's just her in a parking lot.
Oh.
It's just Tammy.
Okay.
Busting out the most wicked fresh dance moves you've seen in a long while. And you pretty much need to see this video.
Okay.
Tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, cool. There you go.
She's on fire.
You know, when your song comes on.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't.
100%.
Can't keep it inside.
You get out of the car, you get in the parking lot, and you dance.
Okay. At Ben and Kelly Show, 99.70 JX.
Everything I ever.
to do. Night of DJX. Earlier, we were talking about the fact that there's not going to be a free slushy day on 7-Eleven on July 11th. But, you know, it's
sad face.
It is sad face. But then we kind of started going, hey, what about some alcohol-infused slushies? Who's got those? And then they just started popping up all out of the woodwork. People are like, yo, you got to check out the bourbon slushies over at Feast.
Absolutely.
Okay.
They start coming out of the woodwork.
Also, the Cheerwine slushies at Royal's Hot Chicken. I don't know if that actually has booze infused in it, but I'm here to try it all out. Another tweet that rolled in at Ben and Kelly's show from a listener saying, hey, I am Mr. Freeze in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Business centered around liquor ices.
Oh, get out.
So,
wow, who knew there was such a market?
I know. CeCe, thank you for that. I know. And man, I'm all about some booze slushies now.
Do they deliver?
Why not?
Can we DoorDash that?
Right.
Something?
I mean, a little bit of brain freeze, a little bit of buzz. I think you're rolling.
I mean, this show would be next level. Next level.
Man, speaking of Jeff, we were just over in Jeffersonville yesterday.
We were.
Parnelli's. Parnelli's. Oh my gosh.
Chicago
food. New Chicago place.
They got dogs and burgers.
Is that your Chicago accent?
Maybe a little. I'm just trying to be authentic.
Your dogs and burgers?
They're delicious. I don't know. What's a Chicago accent? Chicago.
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 I mean, Mo worked with us for like 5 years. She's from Chicago.
Chicago dogs.
Yeah. They're open. Which, by the way, next week, they're going to be a part of our Kentuckiana Deals. So you have to get in on that at WDJX.com. Click on Kentuckiana Deals tab. But yeah.
Garlic fries, yes.
Homemade chocolate chip cookies, yes. Yeah.
Sauerkraut and bacon infused burger, yes.
Oh, that's what you had?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had the just Chicago dog.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you know anything about Chicago dogs.
There are rules.
But there are rules. One, no ketchup.
Sure.
Two, it's like a whole pickle spear on top.
And mustard.
Like some peppers, mustard, a little bit of that neon green relish.
Okay.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
So,
let's go pay him a visit.
Parnelli's, let's think about and consider slushies infused with alcohol.
Oh, all right. Already one meal there and you're putting it in the suggestion box?
Why not? I mean, that's where we started, right, in this conversation.
Absolutely.
So, anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to check them out, especially next week. WDZX.com. Click on
Restore.
Probably the mostly cloudy sky is waiting until this afternoon, but still very comfortable. The high temperature right around 84 this afternoon, so still below normal for this time of year. Tonight, down to the 60-degree range again we go. Then tomorrow, slightly better chance for a thunderstorm to pop on the radar tomorrow with a high of 86. From the Way 3D Storm Tracking team, I'm meteorologist Brian Good.
Ben and Kelly.
The only way to wake up.
Name a better duo. Will Wade, 99.7 DJ.
Try to hurt me with the
Mars.
Camila Cabello.
Charlie Puth.
You know it's on.
99.7 DJ.
I'm going to say this, and I know Kelly's not going to care one iota about what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. 99.7 DJX.
I'm waiting to not care.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready not to care?
Yep.
1 second about what I'm about to say?
Bring it.
Madden 21 trailer is out.
Jackson, going to take it himself.
Lamar Jackson's on the cover.
Inside the
Madden 21.
For the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens.
Jack Harlow in the trailer. This looks so exciting. I don't know if you've... Okay.
This is a video game, right?
Oh, God. Again, this is not for Kelly's benefit, all right?
Okay.
Not everything we do is for each other's benefit, right. All right, on the show?
Public service.
This is public service. For Madden 21 out. The trailer looks fire.
Oh, sure.
So Lamar Jackson on the cover. Jack Harlow there in the actual trailer.
Are sports video games kind of taking the place of actual sports?
Sports because video games have never left, Kelly.
Okay, well, are they filling a void right now is what I'm asking.
Maybe, in my heart. Madden 21 available August 25th, so...
Oh, put Jack, it on the calendar.
Man, Jack Harlow rolling in on that?
All of that. Man. Okay.
On your level of caring, how much did you care about that last segment?
0.5.
So a little bit.
Feeling generous with a 0.5.
So a little bit. All right.
That's not much.
No, I feel like that's just the level of caring knowing that I care about.
I care about your happiness.
That's 0.5.
Pure joy in your eyes.
I get 0.5 caring from Kelly just knowing that she knows that I'm happy. All right, great. .7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I feel like we opened the show with this. We should close the show with this.
I peed in my pants. I don't know what's the matter with me. I peed in my pants. I don't know what's the matter with me. I peed in my pants, but I don't know what's the matter with me.
I mean, so authentic. I love her. She is my new favorite 8-year-old artist.
Such lyrics are so raw and really, I mean, when you sit there and write from the heart, it's so relatable.
I need an album, at least an EP. Give me 3 more songs.
I feel like...
Straight fire like that.
I feel like she's found her niche. She's found her theme. She's found what works, and she's rolling with it.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't hate her for it.
No. You find your lane.
Yeah, so that little 8-year-old girl who was the butthole song girl about a month ago, now she's the I peed my pants girl.
That is fantastic.
Which, hey, okay, we've all been there,
right? You can meet her on our website.
Yeah, WDJX.com.
Both videos.
You can also catch up on the podcast. Everything that you missed is all up there, WDJX.com. Click listen. Everything from the fart fine that had to be paid there in Vienna. The Craigslist misconnection, the love
magic,
at the mechanic, and at Walmart.
Listen, in Hollywood news, Gwen Stefani's coming back to The Voice. Are they now at this point, do they consider like a red love seat for Gwen and Blake to turn around together?
Oh.
Do we do that? That would be cute.
They're each their own individual, so I would hope that they would separate it and we don't lump them in.
But
as
at some
to...
point, they should team up, like just be the same team.
Well, they have. Teamed up.
They have. What's their couple name? Have we decided? Is it like hashtag
Blen?
Blen or hashtag Gwake?
Gwake.
Or Stefake? Or
Blake Stefani?
Shalani?
Okay, that Shalani. All works. All right. So
those are all possibilities.
You're saying there's possibilities.
Yeah, kicking all that around. You can find out more about that at WDJX.com.
All right, podcast is up. And other than that, have a good one.
Playing all the hits.